Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Francesco Marsiliano discusses his best-selling book, I Could Pee on This and Other Cat Poems, later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 15 minutes, career consultant Andrea Kay shares tips from her new book, How to Get Your Next Job. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati won its legal battle to continue to pass emergency ordinances this week, but now a council majority wants to repeal the parking lease ordinance that began the legal battle in the first place. The Ohio First District Court of Appeals ruled the parking lease agreement council passed in March is not subject to a voter referendum because it was passed as an emergency ordinance. Now, council members Quinlivan, Seelbach, Sittenfeld, Smitherman, and Winburn have signed a motion asking the city to repeal the parking ordinance. In addition, they want officials to develop a budget deficit reduction plan for the city. But even with five members supporting the motion, it may never get a vote. Councilmember Lori Quinlivan responds to that issue.
The point is, if city administration knows that a majority of council doesn't support this parking deal as crafted, they should stop.
The motion could stall because Mayor Mark Mallory would have to place it on the agenda. Mallory says it's likely not going anywhere. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qual says council acted on the parking lease and now a court has said the city can move forward. But Qual says there won't be major changes to the budget council approved 3 weeks ago.
There'll be no retinkering. There may be some minor adjustments, but those will be very minor. I think that it is very clear that the vast majority of the funds need to be used to invest and invest in the future, not fill a hole from the past.
The city manager had suggested using parking money to balance the new budget beginning July 1st. The citizens who brought the lawsuit against the parking lease will appeal the case to the Ohio Supreme Court. The financial representatives who manage Cincinnati's retirement system say the pension fund is not healthy. That's because the amount of its future unfunded liability increased last year. Officials are looking for ways to stabilize the system. Councilmember Christopher Smitherman refers to the problem as a cancer.
Time matters in these decisions. So the longer we wait, the more we do nothing, the more the cancer grows, and the more we put all of our basic services at risk.
Smitherman said before this week's Budget and Finance Committee meeting, if the pension fund fails, so does the city. The system either needs more cash, better investment returns, or changes to benefits. Retirement System Director Paula Tilsley also picked up on the cancer reference.
The biggest driver of that cancer is the 3% compound COLA, and that is the major lever that is still available to the city to attack that cancer.
Current retirees are getting that 3% compounding cost of living adjustment, but city employees working right now will only get a simple COLA when they retire. Officials are again considering changing that policy for current retirees. A decision could come in the next few months. Beginning next week, county employees will see their paychecks go up. Hamilton County Commissioners this week approved the first pay raises in nearly 6 years for non-union workers. Board member Greg Hartman says he's convinced the county's finances are stable enough to sustain the increases.
The need has been demonstrated that we need to do it. Can we? Can we afford it? The answer that I've, and the conclusion that I've come to is yes, that we can. We can do it without raising taxes. We can do it without layoffs. I'm convinced of that.
The raises will be merit-based and are not to exceed 3% of what the county spends in total on wages. The increases are being funded through better-than-projected revenues, some restricted funds, and for Job and Family Services employees, several federal grants. Cincinnati Council approved a development agreement and alternate financing plan to redevelop the old Pogue's Garage at the corner of 4th and Race downtown. Developer David Flaherty, whose company is planning the project, says it would do several things.
We're taking a true blight in a real prime piece of real estate in downtown Cincinnati and turn it into what we think will be a real iconic structure that not only helps the skyline but brings a lot of money to downtown. A lot more people spending, supporting the businesses in downtown, replacing a lot of the parking, and then the grocery store will be very special.
Construction on the project could begin before the end of the year. The Cincinnati Port Authority is looking to give the region a bigger edge when it comes to marketing business along the Ohio River. Right now, the port covers 26 miles. It's looking to expand the boundaries to 205 miles, by enlisting 18 counties from Scioto County, Ohio, and Greenup, Kentucky to the east, and Jefferson County, Indiana, to the west. Port CEO Laura Brunner says an expanded Cincinnati Tri-State Port District would benefit everyone.
The current designation of just 26 miles ranks us very low, 49th in the country, and really dilutes the true activity that's happening here. We are really at the center of approximately 50 million tons of activity, of commerce that flows through because of our geographic location, and we want to call attention to that as a way to bring even more business to our region.
Port officials are shopping the idea around. The biggest hurdle, they say, is making sure counties understand they aren't looking to take over authority in other communities, just band together for marketing purposes. Brunner would like to see the new port district finalized within a year. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.